claim based on customers returning to AT&T phone service from other service providers.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
That's right. It is Sunday, November 11th, 2006, and we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. It's actually the November 12th, 2006 on this Sunday. I'm here looking at a poll that I guess closed up yesterday here, which does say the 11th. And it says, do you believe President Bush's actions justify impeachment? There were 375,488 respondents, and it only allowed each computer to vote once. That is, it would track your ISP. I wouldn't call it scientific, though, but another scientific poll showed that 74% last week want to see President Bush impeached. That is a huge number, but here it is. 375,488 people want President Bush impeached. And you know what? Before we impeach George Bush, we need to impeach Nancy Pelosi. And I am so angry over what she's doing that I'm almost speechless. I notice that the phones are already starting to load up here. I would hope that listeners today would talk about the election, talk about what the Democratic Party's doing, discuss the fact that they claim that they want to start some orderly pullout of Iraq, but that's only to pacify their constituents. I would hope that the listeners of this broadcast would call in on the subject of the fact that we have a single-party system in this country. Or maybe you disagree. Maybe you think there's really a difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525. That's 877-590-KLBJ. We are coming to you from the studios of News Radio 590-KLBJ and have quite a few new affiliates turning us on. We also have a huge audience, obviously, via the Internet. You can listen to the KLBJ website, 590KLBJ.com, as well as InfoWars.com. And we'll be going to your calls in the next segment. I'm going to take a lot of calls in the next 2 hours. I want to give you a chance to chime in on what's happening, but let me just go ahead and jump into it. If there was any doubt about the fact that the Democrats were just as pro-world government and pro-North American Union and amnesty and open borders and NAFTA trans-corridor highways, here it is. Day one, they get elected. By Wednesday, Nancy Pelosi was saying impeachment's off the table, no discussions, no investigations. And people said, oh, don't worry, Howard Dean. I started criticizing Nancy Pelosi and these little liberals, well-meaning people, but they're pretty ignorant about the facts of life. Started calling in going, oh, don't worry, Howard Dean, the chairman of the DNC, he'll get Bush, he'll demand it. He came out Thursday and said, nope, it's off the table, not going to happen. We have a new partnership with George W. Bush. And then Friday, don't worry, John Conyers will save us. And John Conyers out of Michigan said, you know what, that's not going to happen. The congressman said, we are going to work with President Bush and have a, quote, partnership. So by early Wednesday morning, when Montana and Virginia were still in play and several other House seats were in play, but two Senate seats, they were already out front having meetings with Bush via telephone, and I'm sure there were backroom deals made beforehand that if the Democrats win, we're all going to cover each other's backsides. And why is this happening? Because, well, there's many reasons, but one of the big ones is when George Bush got elected and got sworn in on January 23rd, 2001, the first thing he did on the 24th, his first full day in office, was to threaten Congressman Dan Burton's committee and tell a good Republican congressman, he actually is a conservative, to drop any House investigation of Bill Clinton pardoning convicted cocaine dealers. Bill Clinton pardoning just all sorts of different criminals and people that had made campaign contributions, totally illegal, violated a bunch of laws. And there was a real move to indict Bill Clinton, to go after Bill Clinton, also for lying to Congress, and that got shot down. Why did it get shot down? Because you have a one-party system. Oh, they'll fight with each other over who gets to, you know, ride shotgun, basically, with the New World Order. They'll fight with each other over who gets to have the most power. But it's two different management teams bidding for the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. And if you've heard that before, I say that in the film Waking Life, directed by Richard Linklater. I've had people before, when I say that, email me and go, "You're plagiarizing a movie. That's a guy, that's me. I'm the guy in that movie saying that." All right, I don't mean to, I don't normally drop names and things. I just did it, but I like to be original here, and so if I'm repeating something, I like to tell you where it comes from. And so that's happening, and I tell you, I've been a little bit mad at Rush Limbaugh over the last few years because he has drifted away, in my opinion, from real conservatism. And I was happy to hear him Wednesday say, in fact, I have the quotes here, that he feels liberated, the weight is off of him, he's been carrying the water for the Republicans, and he, I have the quotes, covered up for them. Well, Rush, you really didn't cover up. I mean, we know that they're not conservative. I mean, we don't need you to finally mea culpa and tell your audience that George Bush is the complete opposite of a conservative. But regardless, at least he said it. That shows a major shift. Now, again, I'm frustrated here because it's the same story every week. There's just too much news to cover here. What else has Nancy Pelosi done? She has said that any discussion of China's human rights abuses, any investigations, that's all off the table now. So all of her campaign promises have now been flushed down the toilet. But the really bad thing that makes me the maddest is that Bush, actually in a press conference on Thursday, said he's happy in a way that the Democrats won because there were real conservatives in the House who would not pass the guest worker program, which if you actually read the bill is the Conyers/Kennedy bill, and in it it says total legalization of anyone who's here. It allows the corporations to bring in unlimited levels of skilled and unskilled. I mean, this is a complete capitulation. It gives them guest worker ID cards that if you actually read at the SPP.gov website, government websites, they will tell you that's the new North American ID card, and that's what our driver's license already are now under federal law. It's just a unit of that North American card telling telling the federal government which subsector of the North American Union and which state, which union, which unit of that union you come from. This is all official now. And so the Republicans, in name only, the rhinos, the neocons, are actually going to get a second wind now and be able to ram through legislation they couldn't get passed by the Republican House, where there was still some independence. And so now you're going to see, barring a miracle, because most conservatives still believe Bush, they still believe that open borders and unlimited illegal aliens are, I guess, conservative. I'm being sarcastic now. The point is, we're in a lot of trouble, and this has actually deadened and been a steam valve to dissipate a lot of angst and anger, populist anger, that cut across the entire political spectrum and really shattered the false paradigm of left-right. And it frustrates me. Who do you think owns our Congress, our Senate, and our House? Who do you think owns our governors? It's lobbyists. And two-thirds of those lobbyists are multinational or foreign. Every member of the House has at least two lobbyists on average assigned to them. Members of the Senate have four lobbyists assigned to them. Hundreds of millions of dollars a year federally just in lobbying. And who do those lobbyists work for? Foreign corporations. There's your global government right there. In your face. They've come in, they've lobbied to get rid of our borders, to get rid of our country, and we're busy arranging deck chairs on the Titanic. Oh, Pelosi versus Bush. Of course there'll be no impeachment. They're on a team against the people. They're working against us. We'll be right back.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Thanks for joining us again. Let me just recap the main focus of the broadcast today. The Democrats had hoped that Nancy Pelosi would come to power and call for an impeachment for high crimes and misdemeanors against George Bush, our would-be emperor. Now, George Bush is a puppet of the multinational corporations, of the globalists, of the worldwide crime syndicate, and he's done a great job trying to bust down our borders, destroy our sovereignty, run up giant debts for the private banks that control the Federal Reserve. But this is another great educational, this is a great way to educate the people. It's an educational opportunity to show that both parties are bought and paid for. All Nancy Pelosi's talking about doing is raising the minimum wage and, quote, opening up our borders, getting rid of our sovereignty. And George Bush is saying that on both those issues, he'll probably go along with her. Now, the issue of the minimum wage, that's a red herring. I mean, I've been all over the country. About the only people that do get paid minimum wage or lower are illegal aliens. I mean, people at McDonald's are starting at, you know, $7, $8, $9 an hour. I was up in Minnesota a few months ago, and people were getting paid $11 starting an hour at McDonald's. So that's a red herring, this whole discussion of minimum wage. So there's not really many issues that they're really fighting with each other about. And there's a few other political football issues they use. And they use those to divide the American people. But when it comes to open borders, 90% in Gallup polls against the guest worker program, against getting rid of our borders. 97% against the major toll roads to fund the North American Union, going in right now all over the country, especially here in Texas. 70%+ of Americans against the war. They want out now. They know we were lied to about WMDs. But it doesn't matter. The elite are together. The congressmen and women are together. They know who their masters are, and that's the lobbyists that work for the multinational corporations that fund their campaigns, period. Then the people demand some type of reform. They come in with campaign finance reform that restricts free speech and actually doubles the amount of money that corporations can give while restricting what individuals can. And then they bill it as some type of reform that's positive for the people. And George Bush should be impeached. But the people that control George Bush, the people that lobbied him, the people that wrote the legislation, the lobbyists write most legislation, they're the real traitors. They're the people that should be arrested. The David Rockefellers of the world. The Lord Rothschilds of the world. These are the type of, or George Bush's daddy, George Herbert Walker Bush and James Baker, who've really been running the administration all along. Now Time Magazine saying, oh, they're really running things now. No, they let the neocons run with it, just like Birdcage Liner. And as soon as it got soiled, as soon as George Bush absorbed all the hatred for carrying out the New World Order agenda, they pull out Rumsfeld. The Germans move to indict him for war crimes. That's coming up later in the broadcast. And we're all told to go back to sleep. Oh, why? Nancy Pelosi's going to save us. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. But if you don't like it, you hate women. I talked to Ron Paul this week, congressman, and I said, well, why don't we move to block her getting the speakership? He said, oh, no, you can't do that. She's a woman. Look, I don't care if it's a hermaphrodite speaker, as long as they're pro-Bill of Rights and Constitution. I could care less if you're a woman. And they use that as a football issue because it's something mindless and petty that the soccer moms and the soccer dads of America can understand. Ooh, you go, girl. The women are going to win. Now we got Rupert Murdoch funding Hillary Clinton behind her, pushing her for president, endorsing her. He's been behind her for years. The Bushes are in league with the Clintons. It's staged. Figure it out, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I said I go to calls. We got Ray. We got Jason. We got George. We got Randy. We got Carl. Let's go to somebody closer to home here. Let's go to Ray in East Austin. Says he disagrees about something. Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, pretty soon there's going to be Alejandro, right? Wait, listen, talking about Pelosi not wanting to impeach President Bush, you know, she's Speaker of the House, she's third in line. I think what I'm predicting is she doesn't impeach because she doesn't have to. All she has to do is wait for the next dove season. When Cheney shoots Bush in the face, mortally wounding him, Bush is going to declare Cheney an enemy combatant. Voila, Pelosi.
Very, very funny, sir, but let's get serious. You said you disagree with me. What about?
No, it's not that I disagree. It's not that he shouldn't be impeached. I think the reason she's not going to do it is because it's going to look bad for her and she's going to want to run for presidency in 2008. Now, that's stabbing us in the back that voted for her. I agree with you. She is stabbing us in the back already. But I think that's why she's doing it.
Well, I appreciate your call, sir. It's because they want power. The Democrats for 43 years were in power until 1994. And I went in and pulled the lever for Republicans, you know, the Republican Revolution. And then Newt Gingrich came in to say all the right things, but to ensure that that revolution didn't actually take place. He's a CFR member, Council on Foreign Relations. He rode herd on it. The exact opposite happened. So they're there to neutralize a real conservative revolution in this country. The big corporations have convinced conservative voters that they're on the same side and that they want smaller government. No, most of the spending is corporate welfare. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's speak with Randy in Arizona. Randy, welcome. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hi, I was calling to see what your perspective is on the Colbert Report and the Daily Show and their influence on the midterm elections.
Sure, it's entertaining, and I really think you have Democrats who are Democrats already watching the show, and frankly, a lot of people that watch Comedy Central aren't voters to begin with, and they had some big research, media research companies put out numbers this week that mirrored each other. The most influential person in politics across party lines is Rush Limbaugh. Then it moves down through CNN, Fox, ABC, Nightly News, and then way down the list, what was it, at 24% was the Colbert and Daily Show reports. But I find them very entertaining. But, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's dark satire, but they don't really go after the Democrats. That's the problem.
Well, you don't think it's going to shift now that the Democrats have come into power?
Like I doubt it. No, I doubt it, sir. I mean, the Democrats have always been in power. I mean, it's like my left arm and my right arm. We never discuss the creature the arms are attached to. That's what I'm trying to get you here to do, is to look at how our country's totally run by foreign corporations. The border is publicly being dissolved. The roads are openly being seized for private interest. I've interviewed, you know, former chief economist, World Bank Nobel Prize winners, agreeing that they're grabbing the roads for the international tax. We're going into total enslavement. And the average Democrat's going, man, we had a victory. Yay, Pelosi. And it is, I mean, that victory means as much as when your favorite football team wins. It may feel good, but it's completely hollow. It's not going to help your bank account. It's not going to help your children. It's not going to help your grandchildren. It's not going to help this country. It's not going to cure cancer. It feels good at a primitive level to think that something happened. But I'm telling you, the same gangsters owned both sides of the football team. Okay? They owned all the horses in the race. And that's evidenced by, we're not going to impeach, we're not going to investigate. Okay, we're going to look at pulling out of Iraq in the next few years. Same thing Bush has always said. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. When we get back, we'll go to Jason, George, Carl, and many others. I want to get your take on this election. If you disagree with me, call in. If you agree, call in. We'll be right back on the other side of this important news and other announcements. Stay with us.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Agree or disagree? Alex wants to hear from you right now at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
That's right, coming to you from Central Texas, going out across the country. Glad you're spending some of your time on this Sunday afternoon slash evening. With us, top stories, big MSNBC poll with 375,000-plus respondents. The question, do you believe President Bush's actions justify impeachment? The answer, yes. Between the secret spying, the deceptions leading to war, and more, there is plenty to justify putting him on trial. 87%, 4.4% said no. Like any president, he has made a few missteps, but nothing approaching high crimes and misdemeanors. 6.5% said no. The man has done absolutely nothing wrong. Impeachment would just be a political lynching. So George Bush pats conservatives on the head, but then he pushes for blanket, total, complete amnesty and says he looks forward and smiles in a press conference with getting it now done with Nancy Pelosi, who says that's going to be the first order of business when they come back into session in the new Congress. They've got a few weeks left in the old Congress with the Republican majority. They're going to come back in January in the new year. Now understand, major Gallup polls have been 90 to 91%. Everybody, the left, the right, it doesn't matter, libertarians, everybody knows it's more than 20 million illegals, it's more like 30 million. The country is unraveling, the illegal aliens are running around, by and large, saying that this is really Mexico, it's driving down the wages, it's breaking down our sovereignty, it's hurting Americans of every race, color, and creed. But what does the Republicans and Democrats do? They say, we don't care what you want. We don't care what's constitutional. We don't care what the law of the land is. You know, the federal government is supposed to defend the country from invasion, and it's supposed to print the money and regulate interstate commerce. That's really about it. But notice, they don't do what they're supposed to do. Oh, they're going to have a federally paid for checkpoint in Indiana to search you and your family, but they're not going to control those borders. And I don't care what you heard from Rick Perry and the different governors around the country. All of these anti-border people told you the opposite and lied to you, and now you're going to see the evidence of it. I mean, Bush passed legislation to allow the funding of a 700-mile fence. There's no fence being built. There's not going to be any fence built. You understand? That's how dumb. I read the bill on air last week, by the way. I read the subsection for you if you missed it. They are out in the open laughing at us, and it's Nancy Pelosi and Bush and the rest of them, bought and paid for by big foreign banks and multinational corporations. Trillions missing from the Pentagon, the economy completely in massive debt. Did you know the average American has a greater debt load than at any other point in U.S. history? In fact, higher than the depths of the Depression in late 1933. That was the previous worst point in American history, debt-wise. We passed that point 6 months ago. Okay, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Later I'm going to get into what the Democrats are really saying. They're not really saying leave Iraq. They're saying the same thing the president said. Oh, set a timetable. They set a timetable 2.5 years ago to bring the troops down to 20,000 by now. There's 160,000 there. They brought them down to 130 and then shot it back up to 160,000+. So more smoke and mirrors. They put everything that the American people want into these political processes and act like they're debating them and tell you they're looking at it and they're going to do something when it's the complete opposite. And this isn't gloom and doom. This is the facts. And until we get angry, until we get focused, until we get in their face, it's just going to get worse and worse. And then we'll also get into a German court is looking at indicting Donald Rumsfeld for international war crimes, crimes against humanity, for torture at Abu Ghraib over in Iraq, and they have 14 other people that were tortured there signing on as witnesses against the defendant, Donald Rumsfeld. So you're also welcome to call in on that subject. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Carl in Liberty Hill. I guess that's hereabouts in Central Texas. Thanks for holding, Carl. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. God bless you. Thanks for what you do to help wake up the sheeple. And the 43rd anniversary of the military-industrial complex's murder of Kennedy is 10 days from today. It's 43 years this month.
Well, I tell you, it just seems like a few days ago it was the 42nd anniversary.
Yeah. Well, it's, I think more and more people are finding out about September 11th and November 22nd. And, you know, you and many other people are helping. You know, there's an old saying, information is power, you know, as more people wake up to what's going on. I wanted to ask you about CBS and some of the other news reports did major reports on the U.S. and British intelligence saying that Al-Qaeda had ordered its operatives to immediately leave Pakistan and Afghanistan back to their home countries of origin, Egypt, Syria, and points in Europe to prepare for terrorist attacks during the Christmas season against transportation targets.
Well, you know, we hear this every Christmas. The government, the social engineers, have to engage in trauma-based mind control during the holidays, during those family times, to stick themselves in front of us and grandstand. The White House has been caught issuing fake terror alerts. They've been caught doing it over and over again. And every major that is spectacular terrorist event that we've tracked has been government-sponsored terror. And, yes, they're hyping it again that Al-Qaeda is going to hit us any minute. 98% of the time, it's just hype. But Israel and the U.S. and England have to have an excuse to strike Iran. And so I never put it past them to stage a new terror attack. I mean, they've done it over and over again.
That's what I'm saying. Do you think they're going to do something big, maybe either here in Europe for the holidays, to justify going into Iran or... But like September 11th, something that they're kind of telegraphing their punch is kind of their way of saying Merry Christmas. We're going to do this during the holiest time of the year. And
sure. My point is, and I appreciate your call, is that they do that every Christmas. I mean, did you ever accidentally tape the news, maybe a football game around Christmas, and, you know, in between during halftime they have a news alert that Al-Qaeda is going to, you know, get you any minute, or Al-Qaeda might want to hit the sports stadiums, and basically just prostrate yourself before government, worship government, give up all your rights, don't worry about them getting rid of the borders, don't worry about them devaluing the dollar, don't worry about your property taxes going up, just learn to worship government and everything will be all right. This is about trauma-based mind control. They are terrorizing the American people. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Connecticut. Jason, welcome.
Alex, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Go ahead.
Good, thanks. I got your new movie, Terror Storm. I just want to say you did a great job on it and love it and everything.
It hit number 9 on the Amazon bestseller list last week.
Well, that's great. When is your new film coming out? I hear you're making another one about getting down to the
roof. If I didn't do radio shows and interviews and run about 10 other things, it'd be done in about 3 months, probably be 6, 7, 8 months.
I'll be the first one to buy it. Hey, listen, I just have a piece of a puzzle that I'm trying to put together there on September 11th. And, you know, I know Silverstein and everything, you know, he basically said it right out of his mouth that he...
Yeah, that's the owner of the World Trade Center complex, said he blew it up, yeah.
Yeah, he pulled it and everything. Now, what happened if a plane didn't hit the Pentagon, then what happened to the plane? I'm sure it was accounted for when it left the airport, the passenger lists and stuff, stewardess and stuff. Like, if you went missing tomorrow and you didn't show up for work, somebody would be calling up looking for you, you know what I mean? Can you just allow...
Yeah, how many of my 9/11 films have you seen?
And to be honest with you, I just tuned on to you, and I called up Loose Change, I think was the other one. And that was it, and I just didn't quite get that part of the
show. Sure, I'm going to let you go because your phone sounds really bad, but you can listen off air, and I appreciate you calling. It's an important question. If you watch Road to Tyranny that I made 4 months after 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, or if you watch The Masters of Terror that I made a year and a half after 9/11, or any of my other documentaries, you know, the newest is Terror Storm. We spend about 30 minutes of the two-hour film on 9/11. When we get back, I'll break down the Pentagon story itself. But if you notice, my films don't have the Pentagon in them. There's a reason for that. Okay, it's called a honeypot. We'll tell you what a honeypot is on the other side. And we'll continue with your phone calls. But I would like to hear from listeners about the election. I'd like to hear from Democrats. Are you mad at Nancy Pelosi? She's not going to impeach Lord Bush? Or do you love her now, conservatives? Do you love her? She's going to get rid of the borders with your master, George Bush. We'll be right back.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you forget the names of the people you met last week, even the people you met last night? How would you like to be able to walk into a room, meet 50 people or more, and recall all their names instantly?
I'm America's memory master, Matthew Girk, and I'll show you how to do it in the Memory Switch System, the fast, easy memory improvement technology for busy people who are embarrassed by their bad memory. In the Memory Switch, I'll show you how to recall names, dates, facts, figures, numbers, even business and technical data in a split second, and remember it for years. I'll show you how to lock information you see, hear, and read into your memory so you can recall it right when you need it for as long as you need it. Give me just one short hour, and I'll help you improve your memory so dramatically people will notice. Call now and try the Memory Switch risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-761-3669. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-761-3669. 1-800-761-3669.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now at 1-877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Yes, we're back live here on this Sunday afternoon. Earlier, I didn't finish making my point on what's happened with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. They've come into office claiming they were going to change things, and they say, we're not going to investigate the giant public executions in China. We're not going to investigate the organ harvesting of political dissidents. That's one of the things Pelosi ran on. In fact, I have it right here in front of me from Reuters. Pelosi led House seen not rocking boat on China. And it goes on to say that she promised she would, but now she's not going to. What a political prostitute. Totally sold out. They promised to start some type of impeachment investigation for lying about WMDs. We have the White House memo publicly admitted to by the White House. They say it's a real memo. The minutes of Blair and Bush meeting on the eve of the Gulf War saying we can stage the find of WMDs. We can get a U.S. plane painted up like a U.N. aircraft and fly it low and get it shot down. How to provocate the war. How to provocateur it. How to create a provocation. Provocate. I'm inventing words here. It goes on and on. What about the Military Commissions Act, H.R. 6166, which abolishes 9 of the 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights? Oh, you're not going to hear that discussed now by the liberals. You probably won't hear Keith Olbermann talk about it anymore. You know, he was decrying it. I've read it. It affects citizens. It has nothing to do with fighting terror, even if you believe in the boogeyman they've created. Now all of that is consolidated. Now Rupert Murdoch and Fox News is going to be behind Hillary for president. And we're going to be in trouble, folks. Most neocon conservatives in this country, if Hillary becomes president, will support her in wars, attacking foreign countries. They will support her even taking guns. As long as you attach it to some, well, at least we're going to kill Arabs. Okay, then I'll give up all my rights then. It's one party against the American people. It's not about left and right. It's about the state versus you. And who controls that state? The big private central banks that have private families that own them as shareholders. That is admitted. And I'm mad. Now, the last caller wanted me to talk about the Pentagon. Every radio interview I do, and I do on average two or three a day. Sometimes I do 10 a day. It's ridiculous. It seems to come in fits and spurts. I wish it was evenly spaced out, but it's not. And, I mean, I'll do interview after interview on shows that agree, shows that disagree. It doesn't matter. And they'll go, well, if 9/11 is an inside job, where are the real airplanes? And I say, who am I saying there weren't real airplanes, weren't real people on board the aircraft? You see, in any black op, they fog things. They confuse things. They have simultaneous things going on. There were over 24 hijacked aircraft in the NORAD/CIA drill. And again, I reported on this almost 2 years before it was in the cover of USA Today. Go watch my films like Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror. Before the drill news was ever on the news, I knew about it from my sources. That's why we have credibility here. Okay, well, what we talk about comes out or develops or happens. This is serious information. You go, what's a drill have to do with no plane hitting the Pentagon? The government was running drills of 24 hijacked jets flying to the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, CIA headquarters, the Capitol, the White House, the Travelers Insurance building in San Francisco, the Sears Tower in Chicago, sites in Dallas, 24 places, okay? And so NORAD, full of good patriots, kept saying on the tapes they've now released, is this part of the drill? Is that one of the blips part of the drill? Well, I've never seen so much real-world stuff during a drill. It's so much real-world because they always have real jets with real U.S. agents on them practicing sneaking bombs on board. They're not real bombs. You always hear about the BATF, you know, snuck through a bomb on the airport, or the Navy SEALs were able to infiltrate the U.S. Embassy. They do this constantly. Well, that day, you have to understand, all I know is this, okay? I know the official story is a fraud. I know we're being lied to, and I know the mainstream media loves to focus in on those that only look at no plane hitting the Pentagon. I don't know what the truth is there. I know it's very suspicious how they grabbed the surveillance tapes and how they told everybody to shut up and how they locked the Pentagon down and all this, and some people reported a missile, some a plane, some a big plane. I don't know. And it's, again, like if I am a criminal investigator, a detective, and we catch a guy driving down the highway drunk, and we smell something, and so we get a, you know, it's probable cause, we pop the trunk, there's a dead body, a rotten body of a woman in there. Okay? And I've actually studied a lot of criminology. There have been real cases like this. And they go out to the guy's farm, and buried in the woods, there's 20-something dead bodies. Okay? And they dig them up. Now, this guy will go to the electric chair. He'll go to the lethal injection chair, never saying how he killed who, when he killed them. The police will have hell trying to find out when these women were kidnapped. All I know is, as a prosecutor, when I go in before the jury, I'm going to say, we found him, Your Honor, with the dead woman. And we found the dead bodies on his property. Okay? And we found implements that match the murder wounds that are forensic people in archaeometry have found out here at the crime sites. Okay, and you're going, well, what do you mean by that? I don't know every small detail and specific because we will never know. All we know is, now listen to me carefully, that the supposed hijackers, 7 to 9 of the people you're told about, BBC and AP report, are still alive, confirmed. But just forget that. That's not our strongest evidence. See, I go with our strongest evidence. The stuff that proves that for the government to not be involved is impossible. And what is that? The other hijackers, the other 12 or 13 hijackers, depending on which number you look at, were trained at U.S. spy bases all over the world in the U.S. on record. And we know they were taking part in the drill that day. And then people go, well, you mean they were government agents and then they were double agents? That's the new spin. Oh, they're double agents. They're triple agents. There's TV specials about, we were triple-crossed. Okay, they were. I mean, that's now on national TV. Okay, they weren't working for the U.S., but then they stabbed us in the back at the last minute. No, they lived with topless dancers and hookers. They were doing drugs. They were constantly at topless bars. They weren't Muslims. These were recruited, U.S.-trained, highly paid decoys. Okay, and how do I know this? A month after 9/11, the San Jose Mercury News and the AP picked up the story, and I'm paraphrasing. This is probably the exact headline. My memory's pretty good, but it was George Bush made 9/11 happen, and then under it, Dean of Defense Language School says hijackers trained at his base. And you can just type in Dean of Defense Language School, 9/11 hijackers. It'll come up. Both the AP and the San Jose Mercury News. I called him, talked to him. He'd been threatened. They were starting to court-martial him. They dropped it if he'd shut up. He said he couldn't talk anymore. But he was already on record. He said that's all he needed to say. This is a full bird colonel. you know, a highly decorated patriot. He said, these guys are U.S. agents. Our government did this. I mean, that's not hard to do. That's not hard to figure out. Well, it doesn't stop with him. MSNBC, Newsweek, Pensacola News Journal all reported that three of the other hijackers trained in covert flight school training, not at flight schools, but at the, you know, not at private flight schools, but at the government flight school there at the base. Then a week later, after 9/11, it came out, and then the guy was still alive with the same name, same photo, but then he's in a trainer, and it crashes and kills all aboard. Got rid of him real quick. They also had lots of guys with the same names. They would give these agents the same names for some reason. Then I interviewed two embassy heads, one from Canada, Ottawa, the other from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Mr. Springman. And he was in Canadian newspapers is how I got him on. The U.S. wouldn't cover it. So I call him up. I get him on. He goes, listen to me. 2 years ago, when they went to the Al-Qaeda summit in 2000, or I guess he said a year at the time, he said they were coming back through Riyadh, and on the computers it said they were Al-Qaeda terrorists, and so I refused visas back into the U.S. Well, a day later, I get a call from the State Department saying let them through. Then I won't. Then the State Department Deputy Secretary calls up and says, you will let them in. And Springman demanded security codes, and they gave them to him saying, U.S. government covert operatives for defense intelligence and CIA. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Not debatable. On the record. And it goes on from there. You've got them in San Diego with FBI informants and agents paying for the houses they live in and living with them and their credit cards, their cars, everything. You understand me, ladies and gentlemen? Now, that's just one piece of evidence of over 600 that we know. Yes, I've got them posted on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. There are over 600 smoking guns that you cannot debate, and every one of them, it's the equivalent of finding the murderer with a dead body, and there's a scratch on his chest, and the dead body of the poor woman has his skin under her fingernails. And then they find the dead bodies at the house. I mean, the guy will never talk. Well, he's never going to tell us exactly how he did it. We just know he's involved. It's criminal elements of our government. The same ones getting rid of our borders. We'll be right back with your calls and a ton of news in the second hour. You don't want to miss it.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.